if when we are having a relationship with devotees, if we see this is Krishna loving me through them, then is it when we become sort of depersonalized? We don't see that person as an individual conscious being who is offering love to us. I'm not talking about reducing our relationships. I'm talking about not reducing ourselves based on our relationships. They're two different things.
What's that, sorry?
I'm not talking about reducing our relationships or reducing the other person. I'm talking about not reducing ourselves based on a relationship. That means that when if a person is loving, yes, it is that person who cares for me. You know, if there's a senior devotee, there's a friend who goes out of the way to help us, we are grateful to them. We don't neglect that. When Prabhupada came on Jaladuta, so Sumati Maharaji was the person who sponsored for that travel for him. And Prabhupada writes in his diary, I thank Lord Krishna for enlightening Sumati Maharaji from within her heart to provide all these facilities for her. It's amazing, you know. Prabhupada is aware that Sumati Maharaji is giving, but Prabhupada is also aware that it's Krishna who is guiding her through the heart. So actually, if somebody is offering gratitude, so offering something good for us, we are grateful for them. But what? So we don't see that when we say somebody is an agent of Krishna's love, that doesn't mean that that person doesn't have free will or that person is not offering love to us. Yes, they are. They also have to be willing to become agents of Krishna. And that's that. So we do credit. Where somebody is offering love for us, care, kindness, we do credit for that. I'm not talking about reducing that person to like a depersonalized, just a chain or link or something like that. We see them as a conscious person who is choosing to love us. And what I'm talking about is not reducing ourselves based on that relationship. That means that if this person doesn't care for me, oh, that means I'm unlovable. You know, this person was caring for me, it is good. But now this person doesn't care for me. But that doesn't mean that, you know, Krishna doesn't care for me. Is Krishna who cared for me through this person? Krishna will care for me through some other person. Does that answer your question? Thank you. Yes, Mukunda.